O'Reilly Auto Parts specializes in keeping your car on the road. Not sure how much life is left in your battery? Our professional parts people will test it for free. If it does need to be replaced, we'll help you find just the right one to fit your car. Our Superstar batteries are built to handle even the toughest conditions. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
And welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders, and indeed, this is the voice of the Christian resistance now more than ever. And on this 27th day only, a few days left in this month. Well, actually, four more days. And so, where are we going to a new year? And, folks, we're going to start tonight by, normally, go to prayer before the program. And I kind of got sidetracked here in studies, and we didn't. And so, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to prayer, open this program tonight with prayer. But there's power in prayer. There's power in prayer. And the Bible teaches that the prayers of a righteous man availeth much. Now, here's the question. How many righteous people do we have out there listening to us? Listen to me out there. There's all of you folks out there. The Bible says, God says, the prayers of a righteous man availeth much. Do you believe what God says? Well, if you do out there, remember, God would have spared Sodom and Gomorrah if he could have found 10 righteous men. They weren't there. But surely, we have more than 10 righteous men in America. So if you would join with me tonight in this prayer as we pray for our nation. Heavenly Father, Lord God, as we come to petition you, Lord, the Branson brothers, By your grace, have taken their case before the United States Supreme Court. But, Lord, there's only one true Supreme Court. There's only one. We know that's the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. And this is where we're taking our case here tonight. Lord, we want to ask, Father God, because, Lord, we live in a very wicked, very, very wicked society. Here, what we've seen Just recently, our White House, we have a pedophile and an individual, Lord, who's raped women, but because he's a Democrat, and the fake news media, the corrupted, NBC, ABC, CBS, PMS, NBC, CNN, NPR, they're so corrupted, fake news media. They're in lockstep with the collective. America's bleeding. Our nation's bleeding, Lord. So we're asking you, Lord, to stop the hordes of invaders, the invading hordes that are coming across our borders. Lord, it's not that we don't want to take in people that need a home, but we know that you have all of these drug dealers, these terrorists, that Biden's, that this very corrupt, that this extremely corrupt. And Lord, I pray too that you would remove this wicked old man. He refuses to repent, Lord. Lord, that you would either bring him to repentance, Lord, or remove that wicked old man, Lord. And we know that he's just taking orders from his handlers there. And he comes and he looks in the camera, he squints his eyes and tells lots of lies, Lord. We need to bring our America back. Lord, the corrupt courts expelled you. They told you were not welcome in the public school system. They never bothered to ask us what we thought. They took it upon themselves to play God. They placed themselves in your position, and then they decided in Roe v. Wade that they could take, that they had the power to take what you have made unlawful, the murder, the destruction of your very image. That they had the power, these wicked people. And I'm sure that Blackham and the others on that court right now are in the flames of hell. But Lord, they decided that they would take what you have made unlawful and make it legal with a purchase of license with mammon. It's a wicked, wicked world we have here. Lord, we have politicians that are so corrupt, so greedy. They give themselves huge, huge raises all the time. They exempt themselves from the laws that they try to press on us. And yet, Lord, we have people out here, and I scratch my head and I wonder, Lord, how I have these people. They're worried about Russia. They're worried about China. Yet our worst enemies, if you're a Christian, an American and a Christian, your worst enemies are right here, Democrats. They're your worst enemies. They want to take away all your freedoms. They want to take away your life. And you say, well, I knew some Democrats. Well, there aren't no Democrats anymore as such. What used to be Democrats today are Deathocrats. They're hardcore Antichrist communists today, Lord. You know who they are. And Lord, we ask again that you would bring those bloody people, that you would bring those bloody people to repentance or remove them. Lord, there's been an extreme dearth of courage in this country from the pulpit, an extreme dearth of courage. Lord, we need to pray, Father God, that you put some backbone, into these preachers. Lord, we don't need any more prissy preachers, just like we need no any more rhino Republicans. Lord, no more symbolism over substance. Lord, raise us up real men, godly men. Those that, Lord, that want to bring America back to one nation under God, the way you gave it to us. And let America be that beacon of freedom for the whole world, the way you gave it to us, Lord. But we need your help. And surely, Lord, you can find enough righteous people in this country to give us revival. Lord, I know that they've murdered over 100 million of your innocent children. Lord, but remember, While the Democrats were murdering your children, we were fighting. There were many of us fighting with everything we had to save those babies. We were fighting with everything we had to save those babies, and we fought all of these years now. For 50 years, we fought trying to stop the killing, the massacring of your children by the wicked, by the ungodly, the unclean, the wicked, the evil. And Lord, I pray that you would raise up men of God, bold men of God, that would preach the word the way it was meant to be preached. No more wimping out. Lord, I pray that for this radio program tonight, Lord, that it's one that's honoring, glorifying, and well-pleasing. And at the end of this radio program tonight, Lord, it falls out in such a manner as some are saved to your glory. And I thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to be a spokesman. And I ask, Lord, all of those folks out there listening, so many of them, Lord, that support you, write those letters, those wonderful letters we get. Godly people, good people, godly people, American people who love you and love their country, love their children and grandchildren, and love freedom. I ask, Lord, that you bless each and every one of them. Now, these things we ask tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, we're going to pick it up where we left off. The title of the message was simply A Christmas Story. And it's one of my favorite, and we're going to pick it up off in Luke chapter 1, starting in verse 39. And Mary rose in those days and went into the hill country in haste into a city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost, and she spake out with a loud voice, and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. Well, here, the Holy Ghost had told Elizabeth that Mary was carrying the Messiah child. And here, this is what is called the Magnificat. This is Mary's song, which is called the Magnificat. And here, as we pick it up, we see that the very first word in the Latin translation of this passage, Mary's song, has often been used as a basis for a lot of musics and hymns. Like, for example, Hannah's, it was the same thing. And Mary said, My soul does magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in my God, my Savior. Well, here now, there are those that have been teaching for years and years and centuries that Mary was born sinless. Well, that's not what the Bible teaches. Mary here, in her own words, rejoiced in God, her Savior. Only a sinner needs a Savior. And so that's Mary referring to the Lord as her Savior. For he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He hath showed strength with his arm, and hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seats, and exalted them of low degree. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent away empty. He hath opened his servant Israel the remembrance of his mercy. He spake to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. And Mary abode with her about 3 months, and returned to her own house. Now, again, one of the favorite little sound bites out there today, you have so many of them, is that Mary was only 14 years old. She was a young maiden of 14. No. Let me just ask you folks, I just read the Magnificat. Does that sound like it's coming from a 14-year-old girl? There's no way that's, again, just one of those. There's no historical evidence at all to back anything like that up. That's just one of those things that you hear. Like today, you often hear people say things like, the Bible teaches we're to hate the sin but love the sinner. The Bible doesn't teach that. The Bible teaches that we're to love what God loves and hate what God hates, okay? The Bible, you often hear people say, and I've heard this many times, that sin is missing the mark. Well, that's not what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches sin is the transgressions of God's law. There's a whole lot of these things that you hear out there today that aren't what the Bible actually teaches. And so here, I want to pick it up where we left off. Now, Elizabeth's full time came that she should be delivered, and she brought forth the son. And her neighbors and her cousins heard how the Lord had showed great mercy upon her and rejoiced with her. And it came to pass that on the eighth day that they came to circumcise the child, and they called him Zacharias after the name of his father. And his mother answered and said, No, not so, but he shall be called John. And so, again, that name John means God is gracious. That's what it refers to, God is gracious. And so, here, he goes on to say, and they said unto her, there is none of thy kindred that is called by this name. Well, in those days it was tradition. The firstborn son always had to be named. That was the tradition after his father. And the firstborn son had to be kept and dedicated to the Lord, to the service of the Lord. And they said unto her, there is none of thy kindred that is called by this name. And they made signs to the father how he would have him called. And he asked for a writing tablet and wrote, saying, his name is John. And they all marveled, and his mouth was opened immediately, and his tongue loosed, and he spake and praised God. Well, that's exactly what Gabriel has said. Until the child is born, you're going to be dumb. But now here, the child was born, and so now he was able to speak again. And you notice what it says, and he praised God, and he spake, and he praised God. And fear came on all that dwelt around about them. And all these sayings were noised abroad throughout all the hill country of Judea. And all they that heard them laid him up in their hearts, saying, what manner of child shall this be? And the hand of the Lord was with him. And his father Zacharias was filled with the Holy Ghost and prophesied. Now, you know, he covers centuries here. And this prophecy, starting with Abraham, his prophecy goes all the way into eternity. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people, hath raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all of them that hate us, to perform mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he sware to our father Abraham, that he would grant unto us that we would, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear and holiness and righteousness before him in all the days of our life. And thou, child, shall be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins through their tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet unto the way of peace. And the child grew, and he waxed strong in his spirit, and was in the desert to the day of his showing unto all of Israel. Well, again, Zacharias here, just starting with Abraham, just recalled hundreds of years of God's sovereign work in history. And here now, as we see this, that the birth of Christ was called the greatest event in all of history. And folks, here, when he said, and the child grew and waxed strong in the spirit, and was in the desert till the day of his showing unto Israel. John needed to be kept away from all of what was the dirty politics of that day. Just like today here, America wasn't always this bad. There's always been some corruption, but not like it is today. Not like it is in America today. It is the communists, the Democrats are trying to turn all of America into what they've turned all the major cities in, just hotbeds of sin, of every kind of crime, of murder, of drug dealing, of prostitution, of theft. All of the major cities have so corrupted, the politics have become so corrupted. And Biden and the Biden crime cartel, the crime family, Biden crime family is trying to turn in America. They want to turn America into a San Francisco or into a Philadelphia or into a New York today where crime is rampant, folks. Or Detroit. I know the election fraud was just rampant in Detroit like it was in all of the major cities run by the Democrats. The crime was just without measure, just unbelievable. And so, but God has raised us up for such a time as this. So here's the good news, folks. The good news is there's never been a time ever in the history of our nation where it's been easier for you to place up crowns in heaven. There's never been so much corruption to stand against. There's never been so much evil in America to stand against as there is today. And remember, God gives us three missions. Mission one is the Great Commission, Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. To teach the word, to preach the word, to baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and to evangelize into all the world. The second mission is from Genesis to Revelation. And this is where the pastors have failed. How they have failed. From Genesis to Revelation, God's Word, the Bible teaches resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Resistance to tyranny is always obedience to God. You start off with Shifra and Pua. Well, actually, you start before them. You start with the parents of Moses. And you go with Shifra and Pua. You go with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You go with Daniel, Jeremiah, you go with Ezekiel. They all obeyed God. They all obeyed God rather than the corrupt government. They all obeyed God rather than the corrupt. They all stood against tyranny. And folks, and then the third mission that God has given us is we are not to give up any territory. We're to stand fast, hold to the tradition of the apostles, keep our position, and not give up any land, not give up any territory. And with that, we'll be back right after this with more. And with that, we'll be back right after this with more.
Here's a song for all of you liberals who believe your ways are best, who don't mind overcrowding this nation with a swarm of foreign immigrants, who don't care about the population, who don't care if it's fouling our nest. When are you ever gonna read the writing upon the wall? We got crime overtaking our cities. We got gangs taking over our streets. We keep handing out more and more welfare, though it never seems to meet their needs. What kind of culture are we cultivating? One where you never have to pull any weeds. If we don't stop this immigration, this great nation's gonna fall. Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. It's high time that we limit their numbers. It's high time that we close up that gate. Now can't you see how we are rapidly becoming another third world fascist state? Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. How can we ever come to any solution when all we ever do is debate? We've got to get a tighter grip on our borders. We've got to seriously legislate. And quit trying to fan the flame that I'm a racist. And quit trying to fabricate that I hate. And get a grip on immigration. Now you know it's not too late. Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. It's high time that we limit their numbers. It's high time we start closing that gate. And quit trying to fan the flame that I'm a racist. And quit trying to fabricate that I hate. And get a grip on immigration in these great United States. Let's get a grip on immigration. Now you know it's not too late. It's high time that we limit their numbers. It's high time that we close up that gate. Can't you see how we are rapidly becoming another third world fascist police state? Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. And quit trying to fan the flame that I'm a racist. And quit trying to fabricate that I hate. And get a grip on immigration in these great United States.
Alrighty, we're back, and we have, well, first thing I got to do, really, is we're running out of time on the court case coming up, so for the Brunson brothers and the Supreme Court letters. So here's what you folks need to do. Go to our website, wrwl.org, and that's wrwl.org. Go to Blog What's New, Blog What's New. Then scroll down to action required for Supreme Court. Action required for the Supreme Court. Then select the comments. And then open the blue ink. The letter is in a PDF file for you to print two copies and sign and send one to the court and one to the Brunsons. The addresses are right there for you to do that. Again, let me say this whole thing. This is very, very important, folks. It's very important. We have this case here. We've been battling and struggling, and, you know, we fought and fought and fought to get the Roe v. Wade taken down. We finally got Roe v. Wade taken down, but then the corrupt, and I mean corrupt, and I mean really whores. This isn't just me. This is what God's Word, the Bible, refers to them in several places. Those corrupt officials, like these black-robed prostitutes and these judges who rule against, you know, the people, rule against God. They rule against God. They're wicked to the core. And, of course, they're not doing that without making a profit. There's a lot of George Soros, a whole lot of George Soros and other dirty money coming into them. And you just, you know, you hear these big woke corporations how they'll spend money, how because they're woke, they're evil, folks. They're just evil. Give money to these women to go kill their babies. How evil is that? That is evil. That is evil to the core. And so anyhow, here's what you do. I'm going to read that again. Go to WRWL.org. Go to the blog, What's New. Then scroll down to Action Required, Supreme Court. Select comments and then open the blue ink. The letter is a PDF for you to print two copies and sign, and then mail one to the court and mail one to the Brunson brothers. The address is in there. And here's what the Supreme Court Chief Justice John Jay said in 1890. Providence has given to our people the choice of their rulers. And it is the duty as well as the privilege and interest of our Christian nation to select and to prefer Christians for their rulers. Look what we have. Look what we have in the White House. Unbelievable what we have in the White House. And so, there you go. The only, folks, remedy for sin is repentance. That's the only remedy for sin is repentance. And we're going to start out tonight with 10 terrifying revelations from the Twitter files that you should know. And what is being described by some news outlets as the decade's biggest media scandal ever. Government agencies colluded with Twitter to censor information, even if it was factual. Of course they've done that. We've been talking about this stuff forever. Well, the corporate dinosaur media has been silent on what should be the story of the year in 2023. This may lead to many to ask if the silent corporate mainstream media outlets are under the same type of pay for censorship rigging that Twitter was involved in. Of course they are. If the ratings are huge, why wouldn't they report it on, as of 2 weeks ago, NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, and PMSNBC have allocated only 14 minutes of combined coverage of the Twitter files. That's right, folks. Now, if you have not been following the Twitter files, here's the top 10 frightening revelations so far from released in a majority by journalist Matt Tabai. One, Elon Musk claimed almost all conspiracies surrounding Twitter censorship and government relationships were true. The anti-propaganda pop conspiracy culture that was championed by Alex Jones reached its prime in 2014. It may be dwindling, but refuses to die when government and corporate-based conspiracies keep coming true. Here is Elon Musk verifying that almost every conspiracy theory about Twitter was indeed true. Elon Musk says, to be totally frank, almost every conspiracy theory, every one that the people had about Twitter turned out to be true. And the government agencies paid Twitter $3.4 million to lie, to cover the cost surrounding their request. The money, of course, was provided by the proud taxpayers of America. This is treason, folks. This is not just tyranny. This is absolute treason. In the end, the FBI's influence campaign aimed at executives in new media, Twitter and other social media companies worked. They censored and discredited the Hunter Biden laptop story. You know, it's really, see what's happened. There are still some good, decent people in the FBI. There are still some good, decent people out there. I knew a lot of people that worked there. But folks, what's happened, the people like Chris Reyes and Comey and those in the leadership, they've destroyed the reputation. I mean, the FBI will be known forever. There's nothing but corrupt forever will be known by as nothing but totally and completely corrupt. So here, and you know, it's bad because of you know, their children, and that their parents have to tell their children, don't tell people your dad works for the FBI. Don't husbands would have to tell their wives, and you know, don't tell people that I work for the FBI. It used to be an honorable, and because of people, and you know, some of these people, the FBI, you know, they like good, clean cops. They risk their life. They do their job. They believe in America, God, country, and everything was just ruined for them by that small number of corrupt Chris Wray and John Comey and those that were at the top. And folks, they need to replace those people. They need to replace those people right now that are rotting in that dirty, dirty jail in Washington, D.C. He goes on to say, in the end, the FBI's influence campaign aimed at executives of news media, Twitter, and other social media companies worked. They censored and discredited the Hunter Biden laptop story. But by December 2020, Baker and his colleagues even sent a note of thanks to the FBI for its work. The FBI's influence campaign may have been helped by the fact that it was paying Twitter millions and millions of dollars for its staff time. I'm happy to report that they have collected $3,415,323 since October 2019, reports an associate of Jim Baker's early 2021. The FBI essentially became moderators for the Twitter, having frequently scheduled meetings, provided names of prominently conservative voices who violated Twitter's terms and conditions. Experts argue that the FBI violated America's First Amendment constitutional rights in doing so. The social media giant's employees created secret blacklists and censored and unfavored tweets. Folks, it took them, listen to this, 15 seconds to deny me. 15 seconds. Twitter from the get-go had an alarming number of former FBI agents working for them. So it's no surprise that they had secretly worked to onboard other former feds to the organizations. Baker wasn't the only senior FBI executive involved in the Trump investigation to go to Twitter. Don Burton, the former department chief of staff of the FBI head James Comey, who initiated the investigation of Trump, joined Twitter in 2019 as director of strategy. A new Twitter file investigation reveals that teams of Twitter employees build blacklists, prevent disfavored tweets from trending, and actively limit the visibility of entire accounts to even trending topics in all secret without informing users. This is after Twitter misinformed the public in 2018 that the social media platform was not shadow banning. Conservative voices were creating secret blacklists. Twitter denied that it does such things in 2018. Twitter's Vijay Gadde, the head of legal policy and trust, and Kevan Bakapur, head of product, said, "We do not shadow ban." They added, "And we certainly don't shadow ban based on political viewpoints or the ideology." What a lie. What a lie. Inconvenient data about COVID-19 vaccines, even information directly from the CDC. Now, during the great pandemic, it seemed like many top health professionals and even a creator of the mRNA technology found their accounts deleted from Twitter. Many warned against wearing masks and shutdowns and the dangers of rushed vaccines using a poorly tested mRNA nanotech solution. The Twitter files, how Twitter rigged the COVID debate by censoring info that was true but inconvenient to U.S. government policy, by discrediting doctors and other experts. These are the ones we had here on this radio program, the frontline doctors who disagreed, by suppressing ordinary users, including some sharing the CDC's own data. Twitter quietly aided the Pentagon's covert online psychops campaign. During the church committee and learned about Operation Mockingbird and how the CIA infiltrated media outlets to write propaganda pieces for the government. Only a few years ago, American journalist Abby Martin blew the lid off the CIA's jaw-dropping social media propaganda campaign using virtual influencers to social engineering Americans. Now investigate journalist Li Fang has released a deep dive into the Twitter files and the blind eye had turned to the Pentagon's covert online spy op campaign using virtual influences to sway foreign and opinion using social media. In August of 2022, Stanford Internet Observatory report exposed a U.S. military covert propaganda network on Facebook, Telegram, Twitter, and other apps using fake news portals and deep fake images and means against U.S. foreign adversaries. Public Access Graphite.com reports Twitter execs were pressured to locate information about Russian misinformation campaigns, but couldn't provide any evidence to such assertions. As the attacks on 9/11 were used by the United States government to prey on Americans' fear, enticing them to give up their Fourth Amendment right under the Patriot Act. The far-left Russian collusion narrative was used to pressure Twitter to clamp down on misinformation from foreign governments, even when Twitter repeatedly denied any foreign influence. The federal government pressed the issue. And the pressure from the FBI on social media platform continues. In August 2022, Twitter execs prepared for a meeting with the FBI whose goal was to convince us to produce on more FBI EDRs. EDRs are emergency disclosure requests, warrantless searches. Twitter interfered with the 2020 election by censoring the Hunter Biden laptop story, calling it rigging, calling it damage control, nothing less. Twitter knowingly censored information that may have had serious impact on the 2020 election. Hunter Biden's laptop had damaging images and videos. He made adult sex tapes, uploaded them to popular sites, and even text links of the video to a contact in his phone titled Dad, meaning he sent his home video links to President Joe Biden. I have seen, and they took it down, it's on there, but it's so bad. It's one with Biden, and it was on the internet, and I watched it. It was Biden, all right. And he was stark naked, had a whip, and he had a young girl. You could only see her from the backside. They were completely nude, tied to a post. Folks, this is the kind of stuff that they do. And here, we say, well, you shouldn't even talk about that kind of stuff. No, if it's true, you need to tell the people. That's the purpose of us being here on the air. We don't like, I don't like talking about this. It's filthy. But you need to know this. You've been lied to so often you've been lied to. He's got all of NBC, ABC, CBS to do whatever George Soros tells them to say. No matter what it is, they will say it, no matter what it is. The government is not in contact just with Twitter, but every major social media platform. Twitter is not the only social media network infiltrated by government agencies. Facebook, Twitter, and just about every influential social media platform out there. This includes many mainstream media outlets as exposed by the Church Committee Senate hearings. The government is creating and using deep fake images and virtual influencers to spread its propaganda. We knew that it was a matter of time before a computer, AI-generated deep fake would be used politically to generate fake news outlets and propagate false information. Now we have confirmation that the United States agencies are using computer-generated deep fakes to create virtual influencers, so social engineer or foreign social media. Folks, I've seen some of these people out there, these on the far left, and you can tell that's what they are, they're created. They're not for real, they're just... By the way, Chuckie Schumer, when he was telling President Trump, the legitimate president of the United States, when he was telling him, you take on the intelligence agencies and they got six ways of Sunday of getting you, they are so corrupt. And Chuckie Schumer, the corrupt knows, the corrupt work hand in hand together. Now, the Twitter trust and safety team found Trump tweets did not violate policy, and they deleted his account anyway. The Twitter staff believe Trump did not violate any of their policies. Another interesting fact is that there is no evidence that President Trump and his administration ever made any moderation request to Twitter to censor anyone. The group then decides to apply a learn how voting is safe and secure label because one commentator says it's totally normal to have 2% error rate. Roth then gives the final go-ahead to the process initiated by the FBI. Well, I'm going to tell you, the last two elections, the voter fraud in the 2020 election was beyond, I mean, unbelievable, anything that we've seen. And again, anyone and everyone. And there's not one individual out there at NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN that would come on this radio program and sat across from me, not one of those fake journalists, and argue that point. They won't, because you see, they can't censor me. And in an open conversation, they wouldn't have a chance, would they? Examining the entire election enforcement slack, we didn't see one reference to moderation request from the Trump campaign, the Trump White House, or the Republicans generally. We looked and they may exist, but we were told they do. However, they were absent here. In other words, these are people from Twitter saying the reality. Trump was straight up. They're saying Trump was straight up. I think we'd have a hard time saying this is incitement, wrote one staffer in an internal message, adding, it's pretty clear he's saying that American patriots are the ones who voted for him and not the terrorists. We can call that, right? Another staffer agreed, writing, don't see the incitement angle here. Also, I also am not seeing clear or coded incitement in the DJT tweet, wrote Anika Navaroli, a Twitter policy official. I'll respond to the elections channel and say that our team has assessed and found no vials. Under pressure from hundreds of activist employees, Twitter deplatforms Trump, a sitting U.S. president, even though they themselves acknowledge that he didn't violate the rules. Now, folks, let me tell you why it is so important. It is so very, very important that that President Trump gets back into office. One, he ran an election. He went out and he campaigned, and he campaigned very hard. I've never seen anybody campaign any harder than President Trump. He campaigned, and he won that election. He had the most amount of votes. Now, the corruption, because the machines and the what they've used, all of the, I mean, everywhere you turn, there were trucks coming in with ballots. And I watched them unload there in Detroit, and they had ballots. These are ballots. They brought in truckloads of phony fake ballots for Biden. Everywhere he looked, you saw in Georgia, you saw him stuffing the machines. You saw him going through nursing homes, taking ballots from people and, you know, changing them. The corruption, just unbelievable. There's nothing. There is no part, any part at all, of the Democratic Party that is not completely corrupt. If they were to find something that within that platform, within their party, that wasn't totally corrupt, they would corrupt it in a heartbeat. That's how bad it is. Now, it's important that he gets, that we can't let them do what they've done to him. Here's why. If you do that, if you let them keep doing to Trump, President Trump, they're doing it to you. They've stole your vote. They took what belonged to you. And if you won't stand up and fight for it with your very last breath, because that's what freedom's about, then you don't deserve a vote. You don't deserve the right to vote if you won't stand and fight. And so that's why it's so important that President Trump, and I know a lot of people out there saying, well, what about DeSantis? DeSantis is good, but Trump won the election. He ran, he campaigned, he earned it, folks. And, you know, it's up to us. Again, they not only stole it from him, they stole it from us, too. And we've got to stand. And we've got to fight. We've got to take America back. The hearts and the very heart and soul for our children and our grandchildren. They wanted to totally destroy our children and grandchildren. If the Biden crime cartel could, they'd make pedophiles out of every single one of the children out there. And believe me, let me tell you, you better listen to me. The Biden crime cartel is keeping the gates open there. The gates are open for his child human smugglers. These people, where are all these children going? They're loading them on buses when they come here, and then they disappear. Folks, bad, horrible things are happening to those children. And we've got to take America back. We've got to take America back. We're coming up to a break here in a minute. And then I'm going to play a clip when we come back, folks. And meanwhile, I got a voicemail. I've got a voicemail from my sheriff out here. Oh, there's something. I'm not quite sure what this is all about, but I'm going to have to. And I'm going to have to figure out what this is all about, but I'll be back after this. I'm reading here a voicemail that I just got from the sheriff's department here, and I'm not sure what it's about, though, but anyhow, we will be back after this. We have a whole lot. Now, listen up to this clip you want to play. See if you can relate to it, folks. Be right back. You're going to be listening to my good friend, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, right after this. Bye.
Fight the fight.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.